Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello once again and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes. I hope you can stick around for the entire show. This is going to be an exciting one because today, as we look at the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter, I call this program Get Ready for the Holy Spirit. The readings today call our attention to the fact that in 2 weeks, the church and us, we're going to be celebrating Pentecost Sunday when the Holy Spirit descended on the church in a big way. And I think too many times we, as Catholic Christians, underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit, underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do in our lives, underestimate not only does the fact that the Holy Spirit works in each one of us, but the Holy Spirit also works in a big way in the church. So we're going to see all of that in these readings. So I invite you to just pull up a chair, settle in, relax, and let's take a look at these readings. Let's take a closer look, and let's first ask the Holy Spirit to help me to deliver the message that he wants us to hear today. So if you'll join me, we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for allowing us to come together to look at your word in sacred scripture today and to talk about the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask you to look with favor upon each of us today, to bless us, to protect us, to keep us in your care, to guide us to where you would like us to be, to give us the grace to remain free from committing any sin or doing anything that would displease you. Father, I ask that you protect our loved ones, our friends, our acquaintances, our fellow parishioners at church. We pray for our country. We pray for the world. We pray for an end to division and hatred. We pray for an increased love for you, Father, and for our fellow man as well. Father, I ask you that as we look at these readings and I do this program, I ask that you give me the words so that I can deliver the message that you would like me to deliver. And please open all of our hearts and our minds through the working of your Holy Spirit to hear the words that you have for us, the message that you have for us, and to be willing to put it into action. Father God, I ask these things in the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who, Father, is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, you ready to go? I'm excited about these readings. You know, Pentecost is a big deal. It's really the culmination of the Easter season. We've been celebrating this Easter season for several weeks now. And we're really being challenged. We're really being challenged to focus on the real presence of the Lord. That's what we do during the Easter season. We focus on the resurrected Jesus and the fact that he wants to have a relationship with each one of us. That's number one. And then number two, this idea that in a couple of weeks, the culmination of the Easter season is the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will empower us. The Holy Spirit will give us what we need to follow the Lord. and to do his will and to do great things through his power. So this is again, it's a big deal. I'm excited about it. And these readings today, I feel they highlight this message. There's a lot in these readings, but what I'm seeing as I look at them is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Get ready. The Holy Spirit is coming. Thank you for tuning into the program. Again, my name is Gary Zimak, and I would like to invite you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I want to talk to you about something. I'm looking to book some more speaking engagements for either later this year or next year, especially during the Lenten season. Give up worry for Lent. Parish missions. I do have openings. So whether you want to bring me in later this year, you want to bring me in sometime next year, you want to do a parish mission for Lent, you want to do a parish mission for Advent, whatever it may be, please visit followingthetruth.com. And really, now's a good time to contact me if you want to pass this along to your parish. If you're not the person responsible for bringing in speakers, let your pastor know, your DRE, your adult faith formation director, whoever your person is. If you want to bring me in to speak, please contact me through my website. And again, now's the time. I have the availability. It's going to get busier soon, but right now I have the availability. While you're at the website, also I invite you to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. That is free of charge. All you do is supply your email address, and you'll hear from me once each day. And that's 7 days a week. I do that on the weekends as well. Also, I have a daily podcast, 5 minutes each day. It's Monday through Friday. You can find out more about that. It's called Following the Truth at my website, followingthetruth.com. You can also find out about my latest book, Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. You can pick that up. Guess where? Yes, followingthetruth.com as well. That's the place to go. Or if you just want to get in touch with me, you can do that through the website as well. All right, I'm going to take a sip of my water. I got a little bit of a change today. I have a glass of water with a slice of lemon in it today. So this is one of my favorite drinks. I used to, when I used to do my daily radio show, I always featured my beverage du jour, and I went out of my way to try to come up with creative drinks that I would use on the air. And my favorite, I would always go to the Old Faithful, a glass of water with a slice of lemon in it. So I'm going to do that today as sort of a throwback to my early days in Catholic radio. It's really refreshing, and it helps me to be able to speak for the entire 30 minutes. You know, until you've done it, I got to say, it's not easy to talk for 30 minutes sometimes. It really isn't. But I'm going to give it my best shot today. So settle in. Let's talk about these Mass readings. Sixth Sunday of Easter. Now remember, next Sunday is the seventh Sunday of Easter, and then we celebrate Pentecost Sunday after that. So the Gospel is John chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. And what I like about this gospel, just about the whole gospel passage, is a direct quote from the lips of Jesus. So Jesus is going to be speaking to us directly here. These are his words. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me." I do want to pause here before I start tying all of these readings together, because this is a sledgehammer to the head type of passage right here. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. It's very important to remember. Now, this does not mean that if you don't keep the commandments of Jesus, your Father in heaven will not love you. That is not true. He will love you unconditionally, no matter what. But Jesus is saying, if we love him, you know, because we kick around that term, that phrase a lot. Oh, yes, I love the Lord. I love Jesus. He's telling us, here's the test right now. Whoever loves me will keep my word. If we really love Jesus, we're going to listen to his words, his commands, spoken and delivered in sacred scripture and also through his church. Guess what? That can be really tricky at times. And then Jesus goes on to say, whoever does not love me does not keep my words. In other words, we don't listen to him. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. So we see this sort of a relationship between Jesus and the Father. And again, this is, you know, I say this a lot whenever I talk about this, but it's sort of imperfect language describing a very deep and perfect concept, this unity between Jesus and the Father. It's sort of like Jesus is the representative or the visible image of the invisible Father, but he's not inferior to the Father. It almost sounds like, well, the Father's the big guy and Jesus is second in command. And that's not the way it works. They are equal. But just look at it as Jesus is coming. He came to earth to deliver the message of the Father. And this is a really powerful message, this first part of the gospel. If you love me, according to Jesus, you will keep my commands. So, you know, we can say till we're blue in the face, and I do this, Jesus, I love you. Oh, yes, I love Jesus. But then I sin. Or I do something that doesn't follow the commandments. And that's why the sacrament of confession is so good, because we're able to seek that forgiveness. And the Lord will forgive us if we go with a sincere heart to confession. He's not asking us to never sin again. I mean, that should be our intent. But we're human. We're going to mess up. It's more important to humbly admit that, yes, I messed up, and say, I'm sorry. I didn't love you as much as I should, but I'm glad I was able to realize this. And then go to confession and receive that forgiveness and the grace to do better next time. It's a twofold purpose of a confession. You get the forgiveness, your relationship with God is restored, and also you get grace to be able to avoid committing that sin in the future. Okay, back to Jesus. Now here, this is, now that was important, so I wanted to highlight that, but it's not the overall theme that I think is coming from these readings today. Here, we're going to getting to the theme right now. Again, these are the words of Jesus. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. So this is this promise of the Holy Spirit coming. Not yet, according to Jesus. And really, for the purpose of looking at where we are in the liturgical or the church year, we want to be like looking forward to the Holy Spirit. But if you've been baptized and confirmed, you already have the Holy Spirit. But the church kind of leads us down this path to anticipate the Spirit, so that we appreciate the fact that the Holy Spirit was sent to us. You know, it's sort of like the Advent looks forward to the birth of Jesus, even though he was already born. Lent looks to the resurrection of ultimately to the resurrection, the suffering and the resurrection of Christ, even though it already happened. We want to make this event present to us again. And so it's sort of like a renewal, this idea of the Holy Spirit coming again in our lives. They're becoming more alive in our lives. So the Holy Spirit will remind you, Jesus said, of everything that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Now that's confusing. Father is greater than I. They are equal. And sometimes, see, this is why we need the church to authoritatively look at the scriptures and interpret them for us. And we have to be mindful of the fact that the scriptures weren't written in English. So we have translation issues as well. Jesus and the Father are equal. However, the Father existed. Now, this is going to be tricky, so I'm going to see if I can get this right. The Father existed before Jesus did. Now, not the Word. The Word and the Father, they existed at the same time. But Jesus, at the point in time that the Father chose, Jesus took on a human body. Again, kind of confusing to when you think about that. But the Word became flesh. So the Word, who always existed, the second person of the Trinity, at one point in time, entered our world as a baby. So in a sense, Jesus came after the Father. A tricky language, but I just want to try to emphasize that, because if you're not careful, it can almost look like Jesus is, he's obedient to the Father, but not because he works for him, not because the Father's his boss, but out of love. But they are equal. The Father and the Son are equal. Jesus, one last point I want to make about this gospel. He's talking about, the Lord's talking about sending the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is peace. So if we're able to let the Holy Spirit work in us, and we're not going to fight against the Holy Spirit, we're going to be able to receive that peace that Jesus talks about here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it to you, but as I give it to you. It's a gift. It comes to us from Jesus. And you know, who isn't looking for peace? That's going to be one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Let me get to this first reading now. This is a little lengthy. It's Acts chapter 15, begins in verse 1. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. Now, what we're seeing here is the workings of the early church trying to make some decisions. Is circumcision necessary for those who are not Jewish, for Gentiles? You know, they're trying to figure out, okay, in order for them to become Christians, do they have to follow the Jewish practice of circumcision? Now, let's follow this out, and you'll see the effect of the Holy Spirit here. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. The apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind. Now, let me just pause here. Their peace of mind has been disturbed. And so this proclamation by the church to the Gentiles is an attempt to restore their peace of mind. Let me read the whole thing and then we'll talk about it. We have with one accord decided to choose representatives and send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will convey this same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit. You see that? That connection with the Holy Spirit working in the church? It's a decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of those, of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. Now, you see, we see this decision of the early church leaders, the leadership of the church, guided by the Holy Spirit to restore the peace of the Gentiles, who are kind of like upset by this whole idea of now we need to become Jewish first, we need to be circumcised. And they're saying, no, the church declares, as it's inspired by the Holy Spirit, that this is not necessary. So we see sort of a connection with the gospel that we just read today. The peace, our peace, is restored ultimately by the Holy Spirit acting through the church. So we see this power of the Holy Spirit, not just working in each one of us to help guide us and to restore our own peace and give us the other fruits of the Holy Spirit, but to guide the church so the church can help us to understand how to interpret Scripture, how to look at certain issues, because there's a lot of division among Christian denominations about certain issues, certain important issues, how to deal with them, and how to make sense of them. And this is why we are so blessed as Catholics to have a church, the church founded by Christ, guided by the Holy Spirit, to help us know how to deal with certain moral issues that are difficult. Let's look at the responsorial psalm, Psalm 67. Oh God, let all the nations praise you. Well, that certainly is a good response. When you look at the Gentiles, who were, they were not the original chosen people. Jesus came initially to deliver his message to the Jews, but now ultimately he wanted to deliver this message to everyone, the message of the new covenant, that he was opening up this his message, his saving power to all the nations, not just Israel. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. Salvation is being proclaimed to the Gentiles as well. And that's what we kind of saw in that first reading. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all, not just the Jews, may all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. And we see, you know, you got to remember, initially, Christianity was confined to Jerusalem, but then it spread. It spread to the other areas of the world, and ultimately now Christianity is all over the world. But it didn't happen all at once. It happened gradually through the assistance, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And that ties in with our theme today. Get ready for the Holy Spirit, because, man, the Holy Spirit's going to do some good stuff. Let's look at the second reading, Revelation chapter 21. It begins in verse 10. The angel took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, and on it, on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. There were three gates facing east, three north, three south, and three west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now you see, we see this in this from the book of Revelation. We see a reference to a city or a kingdom, holy city Jerusalem, coming out of heaven. This is a reference to the kingdom of God, or the church, which is the visible representation of the kingdom of God on earth. The church, led by the early leaders, the 12 apostles. So we see that church structure referenced in this second reading as well, guided by the Holy Spirit, right? Finally, I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, the mystical body of Christ. You and I were members of the church, so we're members of Christ's body. Ultimately, he's leading us through his Spirit. And it's really a good thing. And I understand some of this language can be confusing, but here's my belief when it comes to scriptures. You don't need to be a scripture scholar to get something, to let the Holy Spirit speak to you through the pages of the Bible. You don't need to be a scripture scholar. I am certainly not a scripture scholar. I have studied scripture. I love scripture. I read it every day. But there's things that I don't get. Some of this language is confusing. And that's why I try on this show, and I always ask the Holy Spirit for the help. I try to simplify and make it real so that we can take these readings, because they're all chosen for a reason. The church puts these readings on Sunday together for a reason, to try to lead us down a certain path, to try to help us. And I think today I really see this idea of the Holy Spirit, or get ready for the Holy Spirit, or start to appreciate the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's work, both within the church and both and within our lives as Christians as well. You know, because we can't do this on our own. We can't follow the commands of Jesus on our own for any length of time without really giving up or falling on our faces or messing up. It's too difficult. That's what he's saying. If you love me, you'll follow my commands. Well, it's hard. And that's why the Lord gives us the Holy Spirit to help us. And if we could somehow let the Holy Spirit work in our lives and not fight against the Holy Spirit, which we tend to do sometimes, then we can really love him the way we're supposed to, the way that really gives him glory and honor, the way we should love him. Okay? All right. That's all I got today. But before I go, and as always, if you have questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I do want to direct you to my website again and ask you for a favor. You know, we're heading into the summer months now, and I really do need your help financially. If you're able to help me out to keep my ministry funded, especially through the lean summer months, these are not easy months for those of us who are in full-time ministry. I would ask you to please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and consider making a donation or becoming a monthly sponsor. If you can become a monthly sponsor, it would really help me in the summer months. And you have your choice. You can pledge as much as you want per month, and you can cancel at any time. But really what you need to do is just go and sign up to become a monthly sponsor by going to followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com, and pledge your amount, and it's done securely through PayPal, and then you'll be able to help me each month by donating a fixed amount each month. So followingthetruth.com, or if you'd rather make a one-time donation, you can also do that as well. You go to the same place, followingthetruth.com. And again, it's all done through PayPal, and you will be able to sign up and to really help me to be able to continue my message. Followingthetruth.com, donate is the place. And if you've already donated, if you're a monthly sponsor, or if you have made a one-time donation, I am really grateful for your support, and I would ask you to I would ask you to keep me in your prayers. I promise to do the same thing for you. You know, it's a real pleasure to be able to do this program, to be able to deliver this message. It's an honor to be able to be broadcast over so many Catholic radio stations and podcast networks for a long time now. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm very grateful. I would not be able to do this without your support. Excuse me. Got a bit of a tickle. I would not be able to do this without your support. So please continue to pray for me. I will pray for you. And together, let's just keep walking. Let's keep walking down this path, which enables us to focus on Jesus, to focus on him, to follow him, to listen to his words as he speaks to us through Scripture every week. And you know what? He's going to deliver his peace. And he does that through the Holy Spirit. But the trick is, we just got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We have to let the Holy Spirit work in our lives. If we do that, if we let the Spirit work, then we're going to be able to let him guide us, let him lead us. Okay? Thanks for listening. God bless you. And I look forward to joining you again next week right here on The Gary Zimek Show. Bye-bye now.